that we also may be able to comfort them who are in all distress. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of Saint Blaise, and after the Mass we have the traditional blessing of throats, where you all receive the blessing by the priest, where he uses blessed candles and imparts for you the blessing against all throat diseases. Saint Blaise can be called one of the most popular saints of the whole Church. All Catholics should love all the saints, but some of them have always been designed for special devotion for very large areas throughout the universal Church, and Saint Blaise is certainly one of the most popular ones, if you can call him like that. Saint Blaise was a bishop of Sebaste in ancient Armenia during the times of the Roman Empire, but as you have heard many times before, during the Roman Empire there were lots of persecutions against Christians, and Saint Blaise also fell victim of those persecutions. When the cruel emperor started to hunt all the Christians, Saint Blaise had to hide himself in a cave, but he was then discovered by Roman soldiers and put into prison. But because Saint Blaise, as a bishop, had so high reputation of sanctity, he got, even while imprisoned, many visitors from the flock of the faithful, and also by many sick people, because he had such a high reputation of holiness that many sick people came to see him in order that he might heal them. And there was a special case of one boy who had swallowed a bone which all the doctors were unable to remove, and when Saint Blaise touched him, the boy was cured, and from that moment on he has been invoked especially as a protector against all throat diseases. When Saint Blaise was still in prison, the Roman officials tried to convince him to deny his faith and offer sacrifice to their pagan gods. But as every good Christian, Saint Blaise had nothing to do with false idols. So, because of his refusals, he was first cruelly tortured and then beheaded in the year 316. His popularity grew even more widespread after his death, and his relics were spread throughout the whole Western Christendom, and the veneration to Saint Blaise was propagated by many wonderful and miraculous cures, especially those of sore throats. Children, as with all the saints, we can admire and learn much about the firmness of faith in Saint Blaise, but because he's such a popular and highly venerated saint, I wanted to talk you today about that: be always faithful and brave in your veneration of saints. Never fear of being mocked or ridiculed by the world, or some people who call themselves Christians, that you have recourse to long-time deceased people. After all, when you have trouble in your life, you often ask your friends or relatives to pray for you, to intercede for you, and you also read on numerous accounts, both from the Bible and the history of the Church, how living servants of God performed many great miracles when they helped people in their distress. And saints have been officially declared by God to be in heaven. So you can think how much more powerful and greater is to ask them who have already faced God in his all glory, that these people, the ancient past generations of Christians, how great their intercession and their help must be when we faithfully ask them to pray and intercede for us. Of course, you should also learn much about the lives of the saints, and especially of the fortitude of their faith and their bravery during the times of persecutions. All these horrible stories about tortures, and they can be little terrifying at some point, but they truly give a striking, very impressive image how the servant of God is always fortified by his faith, and he wears an armor of God which always gives him power to be a strong and faithful and brave confessor of the Catholic faith. If in any part of your life you feel that you start to become lukewarm, or you start to be not so fortified in your faith, have saints to intercede for you. Read about their lives. Read how they also, because they were men like us, they also have had their trials, their temptations, and their difficult moments in life, such as persecutions. But they always put their whole love and trust to Almighty God, and because they humbled themselves, they were highly exalted. They were made saints at the altars of God, and they also were made our helpers, our intercessors, and our role models in our lives, whatever our own lives might end up to be. Saint Blaise, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.